Programmers don't always publish their inventions. I had an app idea today where I would open up Android for bus stop programming, meaning just create a code editor and spend some time with native script pulling the internal Android API up to the surface where I could just program it on my phone. Though it would be fine for personal use, there is zero chance that user-programmable Android applications would be allowed in any app store. Closed-source phones will deny open applications and use any excuse to keep everything as buttoned down as possible. There's a universe of brilliant commands, programs, apps, and web and desktop applications that are unfinished because publishing them would be iffy. They bit rot on old workstations until the disk platters stop spinning. I have one such old little program. It looks a little bit like iTunes, and I did design it to be somewhat resistant to bit rot. And I just got it running after a couple of years of rest. It is a processor of workout music. I select a playlist I want, and I can control the speed of beats per minute as I export the songs. I transform the speed of the song in a way that doesn't make it sound unpleasant. Most songs have a BPM between 90 and 170 beats per minute for drum and bass creations. To test the water with a new playlist, I adjust all the songs to the same BPM of just about 165 by default. I also added a lower cutoff feature for songs that are just too slow and they get distorted at such a high rate. So anything below 100 BPM, rather than getting a BPM change, just gets a 25% speed up. I use beats per minute in my bodybuilding as one of the knobs that I can adjust to grow larger muscles to challenge my body more effectively. When I switch to lift a little bit heavier, usually by 2.5 pounds per hand, I go back to slower BPM for a little while so that my body can get used to the heavier weights. When my music is too fast, I am forced to stop, and that pretty much ruins the exercise. A huge part of bodybuilding is focus, which is greatly aided by fresh songs and the resulting dance trance. I spoke to AI a couple of weeks ago, and I did create all the algorithms, so I can make an Android version, but there is never time for such side projects. And very few people who lived just about non-stop, as everyone seems to be stuck in sets and reps, which is so slow that I now think of sets and reps as just a myth. Now in the age of AI, a simple playlist processor is no longer that big of a deal. It is better to have AI compose new songs daily, and not just control their tempo, but also rest stops, at least at first. Such a thing would be a workout program with a built-in BPM increase and an interval timer that slowly closes the rest gaps. It would rather effortlessly ease the body into a powerful bodybuilding routine. Jogging and lifting in sync with music is quite a pleasant experience. Who knows what incredible inventions have faded away in obscurity, either because they were insecure by design or maybe clunky, or were just passed over by some larger ideas that consumed all the programmer's time. Finally, I extend an invitation to all to talk to your favorite AI about modern JavaScript, its ES6 Plus features, and eventually even the native script. In real world, Every invention and product requires upfront investment, warehousing, office space, employees, and rent. The world of programming actually comes with its own pocket dimension, where you can easily squirrel away an infinite number of your products for free. You just have to make sure that the products are brilliant, and contrary to the common wisdom, don't worry whether or not they fix problems that people have. Often, people just want a faster horse, and you should aim a lot higher than that.